is the Morning Zine on KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. According to the 2014 Colorado Children's Campaign Kids Count, nearly one-third of children in Montezuma County live in poverty. The impact of poverty on our children is seen in education, health, and other social situations that have serious and long-term consequences. And this is an issue that affects all of us, not just those who deal with poverty directly. With me today to help unravel the causes and consequences of childhood poverty in Southwest Colorado is Vanjie McCoy. She's the coordinator for the Montelorus Early Childhood Council. Good morning, Vanjie.
Good morning, Tom.
Let's start off this morning, Vanjie, by talking a little bit about poverty, because sometimes it's a little unclear. We throw that word around and we say poverty, but what do we mean when we say poverty?
The interesting thing about poverty is that we have not changed the federal definition since the 60s. And that what the definition says is for a family of four, the poverty level is 23,550, which we all know is not enough for anyone to exist on.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So in Montezuma County, we have about one-third of our kids that are basically living under those kinds of conditions.
That's right. And the thing that's even more alarming, out of the 25 most populated counties in the state, we have the highest rate of childhood poverty.
So we rank pretty much around the bottom.
Yes, we're 25 out of 25 of those largest populated counties.
Why is that? What's going on in Montezuma County that's driving that?
Well, there's a lot of different factors that play into it, but I believe that a big part of it is generational poverty that we have going on here, because once you get in that cycle of poverty, it's really hard to get out.
What do we mean then when we say generational poverty? Can you define that for us?
Generational poverty would be like if I was living in poverty, I was raised in poverty, my parents were in poverty, my grandparents were in poverty, etc.
Okay, so when we look at poverty in Montezuma County and kids that are growing up, we're looking at kids whose parents likely grew up in poverty and maybe even their parents grew up in a poor situation.
Exactly.
So how is this affecting our children? How is it affecting, let's just take education. Let's start there. What is this new report from Kids Count telling us about how it's affecting our kids' education?
Well, one of the big ways that poverty affects children educationally is they start out behind. There's a study called the 30 million word gap that shows that even as early as 18 months, children living in poverty have heard significantly fewer words than their wealthier counterparts, such that they're at least 6 months behind at age two, and it continues to grow. And what research shows is that it's really difficult, if not impossible, for those kids that start out behind to ever catch up.
So it sounds like it's almost more like a developmental issue. Like
yes, it is definitely a developmental issue.
Yeah, and so talk a little bit more about how early that starts, those developmental issues start.
It really starts prenatally, because prenatally is when the brain begins forming and those synapses are beginning to fire. In the first 3 years of life is when most of that brain development happens. And if children are not getting the stimulation that they need, their brains are never going to be where they need to be really successful in a school situation.
Is there any way that a child can rebound from that?
The most important thing is to have a really safe, secure relationship with someone who cares about them. It can be their parent, but it doesn't have to be. That's the good news. Children are very resilient, and when they get that secure, safe relationship, it really gives them a chance to come back from some of these adverse situations.
What about some of the health consequences? Are children that are growing up in poverty also unable to become healthy in terms of their physical health?
It does affect that. And we also know that children living in poverty are less likely to get their well child checkups and things like that, that really help make sure that they're on track. And so we have been working really hard in this county to help ensure all children. And that is one statistic that we have seen improve.
health insurance for children?
Yes.
Can you tell me a little bit more about that? Are we just seeing, is that because of the Affordable Care Act and things like
that? I think that's a part of it, but we have folks signing kids up for insurance at the health department, at the Pinion Project, at social services. There's a lot of different places where parents can go and make sure their children are covered. And we're also slowly but surely getting better access to doctors that specialize in children.
If you're just tuning in, this is the Morning Zine on KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. This morning we're talking about poverty, and specifically about poverty here in Montezuma County and how it's affecting the health, education, and other consequences that it's having on our kids. My guest is Vanjie McCoy. She's the coordinator for the Montelorus Early Childhood Council. You know, I think, Vanjie, you said to me once, you know, you think that every parent is trying to do the best that they can do. But, you know, when you're in a bad situation and you're trying to find work, or you're in, you know, you don't have enough to put food on the table, it's just hard to prioritize. Can you talk a little bit about that struggle that parents are going through?
They struggle. So many parents are working two or three jobs, and it's really hard to give your children the attention that they need to be successful when you're living in this constant state of crisis. The schools want us as parents to help our children with homework each night, etc. And that takes time. And a lot of times parents aren't there because they're working, and it makes it really difficult.
It almost seems like a lot of times the poor are discriminated against, essentially. We look at them and we think, oh, you can do better, you can get a job. But, you know, in many ways, that's really unfair.
I agree. It really is unfair, because if you don't have the education to get a good, high-paying job, it's just so difficult. And there is a stigma. People do look down upon those that are struggling, but there's so much mental illness, so much heartache in our community. And there are a lot of programs, though, that are there to help people better themselves. It's just a matter of connecting people with those resources and them being willing to go to help, to receive that help, and they don't always really realize that they need that help.
All right, I want to ask you more about some of the programs that are available, but we're going to take a short break and we'll come right back. This is the Morning Zine on KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. This morning I'm talking with Vanjie McCoy. She's the coordinator for the Montelorus Early Childhood Council. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. You're listening to the Morning Zine on KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder, and this morning I'm talking with Vanjie McCoy. She's the coordinator for the Montelorus Early Childhood Council. We're talking about a recent report from the Colorado Children's Campaign Kids Count that talked about poverty in Montezuma County, and we're talking about some of the effects on kids that live in poverty here in Montezuma County, which ranked basically last in Colorado for levels of poverty and cycles of poverty. Vanjie, before the break, you were talking a little bit about some of the resources, some of the programs and organizations that are here local to help people. And can you talk a little bit about what's available here locally to help people who may be living in poverty?
You bet. The health department, the Montezuma County Public Health Department, has many programs that help parents with young children in particular. They have other programs too, but of course I'm more familiar with the ones that are aimed at young children. There's supplemental nutrition programs and many other programs. The home visitation programs, such as Nurse Family Partnership, are programs that show proven results in really helping move young parents, usually it's mothers, ahead. And those are things to keep in mind. The thing about NFP is it is for first-time parents only, but it includes a nurse home visitor that comes for through pregnancy in the first 2 years of life. There are other home visitation programs available as well, both through the health department and through the Pinion Project Family Resource Center.
Okay. And it does sound like, you know, those early years really are pretty pivotal. I mean, if you can get a young mother or a young family to, you know, kind of break out of that cycle of poverty early on with nutrition and with employment and those kinds of things, that's really critical in those
early years. And even if they don't get out of poverty, if they learn how to be better parents, that can make all the difference for those children as well.
Okay. Well, what about the organization that you're a part of, the Monte Loris Early Childhood Council? What is it that you do?
We really focus on several areas, all obviously having to do with children. One of the domains that we work on is early learning. And the way that we tackle early learning is helping to improve quality in licensed centers. We work with the teachers. We provide professional development and coaching to those teachers to help increase the quality in those centers. We also work with families. We do monthly family nights where parents can come and learn usually school readiness skills and have fun with their children. And we also do the Family Leadership Training Institute, which is a fabulous 20-week program that helps empower parents. They do community projects, and they learn how our local and state government works. And in addition to that, we do things in the health realm, and we just finished developing a health navigation guide to really help increase health literacy among parents so that they're empowered to help their children be healthy.
You know, it kind of strikes me, Vanjie, that some of this, I hear you talking about this, and I think about myself as a parent, having two sons of my own, and I just remember thinking so many times, I wish there was some sort of instruction manual that came with these children. I don't know what to do. And it's not really necessarily about being in poverty.
Definitely not.
It's about being a parent and not knowing what to do.
Exactly, because the most important job we ever have, I believe, is being a parent. And that's one of the things that we prepare people for the least. And so there is no shame in attending parenting classes and getting help. MEC, Monte Loris Early Childhood Council, really has a great website that we're always adding things to. And the entire health navigation guide is in the process of being put on there. And people who have young children who are interested can contact us and receive a copy of it.
If you're just tuning in, this is The Zine on KSJD. And my guest this morning is Vanjie McCoy. She's the coordinator for the Monte Loris Early Childhood Council. I'm Tom Yoder with KSJD. And Vanjie, I also wanted to talk to you a little bit about a documentary that you're going to be bringing to Cortez called Raising of America. Is that right? Raising of America?
Yes, it's called The Raising of America.
Yeah, what's that about?
It is really looking at the state of children in our nation. And there are five parts of it, and we're going to bring the initial one. We're going to do a screening before it's on PBS, and the plans are still being made for that, but we want to make it a really big deal in a red carpet event and have people come together, watch it, start discussions about what can we do to help the children in our community. We know that by having a relationship with a child, we can really make a difference. But what else can we do as a community? Because this is such a wonderful, caring community. And I know that if we join together, we really can make a difference.
Well, what are some other ways? I mean, we talked earlier about this kind of stigma, poor people, you know, you kind of see them as the other. They're the other, you know, they're not part of what I'm doing. But what can we do? I mean, you talk about having these stable relationships with children, maybe becoming a mentor or something like that. But what are there any other ways that we can get involved and help with this issue of poverty around here?
I think that as far as relationship building goes, with young children, if you're really interested in forming relationships when they're preschool age, contact some of the local preschools and see if you can come in and be a reading buddy or do activities with kids if you have a special interest. As they get older, Pinion Project has a really great youth mentoring program. And that one-on-one with youth, and I believe that they start at around age 8 through the teen years, can really make a difference for those kids.
Have you seen a particular success story here locally that you could share about a family, a young family that was able to tap into some of these resources and it really made a difference for them?
Yes, I know of a family that for an entire year has been homeless, and they've had an advocate working for them, and they just have finally gotten a home. And it is so exciting. People are coming together to make sure that they have furniture and all the things that they need. And a year is a long time to dedicate to a family, and to have it culminate in a success story is pretty exciting.
That's awesome. Well, Vanjie, thank you so much. Is there anything else you wanted to add before we ended up here?
I don't think so. Okay. I just really love this community, and I know that together we can make a difference.
Yeah, we can all get involved. Well, thank you again for being here. It was nice talking with you.
Thank you, Tom.
That's Vanjie McCoy. She's the coordinator for the Montelorus Early Childhood Council. You've been listening to The Morning Zine on KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. Mm-hmm.